WICN in Worcester, this is the Venture Forum, tales of entrepreneurship from central Massachusetts. I'm your host, Mark Reed Edwards, Executive Director of the Venture Forum. Now let's start today's tale. This week's guest on the Venture Forum is Ashley Fitzmeyer, Community Director for eForever, or Entrepreneurs Forever. eForever provides entrepreneurs with valuable support and guidance through community-based peer advisory groups. The organization believes that nurturing strong, independent businesses in the heart of the neighborhood is the way to establish generational wealth, stability, and community success. In her role, Ashley focuses on developing community relationships, recruiting members into the peer-to-peer groups, managing programs, and supporting fundraising within select regions of Massachusetts. Ashley, it is great to have you on the Venture Forum.
Thank you for inviting me here today.
So can you share a bit about your background and career and how you ended up with eForever?
Yes. So it's a bit unique in that I, out of college, actually had a degree in art history and dance, which led me to work at a museum in the Department of Education, and loved working with college students, professors, and did that for several years. And then my husband and I actually worked in campus ministry together up at UMass Amherst. And similarly, the holistic development of students and at such a critical time of their lives was really exciting for both of us. But after 6 years, we felt like we wanted to shift. And it happened that at the time we were considering coming out of the ministry is when COVID happened, which honestly provided us the space to really think and for me to figure out what it is that I wanted to do next. And, you know, of course, looking on LinkedIn and Indeed, and I came across this posting that initially seemed random, but, you know, further looking into it, realized this was for me. It was the community director position, and it combined so many aspects of life that I value, of it being people-focused, mission-driven. You know, I come from a family of entrepreneurs. My mom had her own business while I was growing up. My sister just started one. My husband owned a restaurant. And so it really felt like this was where I needed to be.
Do you find some commonalities between your training in arts and as a dancer, the discipline that it takes to, rehearse and practice and all that, that you use every day in your business life?
Yes, definitely. I am a huge fan of the arts and really believe it has an impact in all areas of life. And as you said, you know, my foundation is in ballet, and so there's just a lot of technique and constant practice. And I think learning to not be afraid of failing and working with entrepreneurs, working in any industry that's community-based, you're really putting yourself out there. And I see time and time again, it has helped me to be able to connect with people and understanding, you know, just being able to, I think creatively, which is something that I really enjoy in what I did and what I'm doing now.
Creativity is not limited to the creative arts and ballet. Right. It's something that, business people who are creative generally are more successful.
Exactly. And we've seen that a lot. Obviously, with this time period and with COVID, you had to think outside the box. And as an entrepreneur, as you said, that's something you have to be engaged in constantly. And at times it's more exciting than others. Other times it's out of necessity, but that creativity really is so vital.
So I want to ask you about what makes Massachusetts special for you. You were out in the western part of the state, an area that I know pretty well. I had two kids who went to UMass Amherst and love that area. Can you share your story of, you know, what drew you to Massachusetts and why you're still here?
Yeah, so I am originally from Hartford, Connecticut. Grew up there. My parents are there still. And I find even where I am now, being in Western Mass and between also Central Mass, that there's something about when you're in a place that's between cities. So for me, Hartford being between New York City and Boston, often there can be a shadow casted over areas like that of just kind of people are passing through. But what I love about Massachusetts and particularly Central Mass is that there is this, I know so many people talk about a pride in Central Massachusetts, but also being able to help people see there's so much here. And it feels like, for me, a bit of a hidden gem. Mm-hmm. So having grown up in Hartford and then knowing, oh, this is only an hour from where I grew up, right. But it's so different. But I love that there's this spirit of wanting to really build, wanting people to be in a community and know that this isn't, again, just a place to pass through, but a place to stay and a place to enjoy.
So I want to learn more about eForever. Can you tell me the mission of the organization and maybe actually start with a little bit of the history of it?
Yeah, so our history comes from our founder, Joe Callahan, was a successful entrepreneur in Pittsburgh. He actually passed away last year. And so much of this program really is an honoring of his grandparents who ran the Mansman department store in East Liberty in Pittsburgh. And he grew up seeing business owners like his grandparents. And as he got older, being able to see, you know, the struggles that entrepreneurs had of storefronts closing or seeing the people and businesses not doing well, he knew he wanted to help people like his grandparents. And so there is a lot of iterations of our program, starting from one-on-one mentoring, but eventually landing on peer groups for business owners and really seeing, you know, he believed that small businesses really are the backbone of American economy. And, you know, from you look at a large business, at one point it was small. You look at a foundation, at some point, generally, sometimes, you know, large organizations grow and then create foundations. And so really he saw that small businesses is a place to invest people. The small business owners are people that he wanted to support. And so that's kind of where our history came from, with really having a desire to support entrepreneurs in evolving communities and really seeing if we can impact them inherently, it will impact the communities where they live.
So how is the program structured? If I'm a business person who needs some help, do I go to the website? Do I give a phone call? How do I get involved in it? And then what is the structure for the help that you provide?
In terms of connecting with us, there's lots of ways, whether through our website, connecting with me as the community director. But in terms of our structure, one of our values, right, that we believe in people, but we believe that people thrive in community. And so what we do is we bring together between 6 to 12 entrepreneurs to meet monthly. Those times are facilitated by our staff, who themselves is an entrepreneur with a deep business expertise. We pull together entrepreneurs from across industries. We really believe the diversity really helps the group. And then, you know, having that time and space to be able to work on some real world business issues. It's really incredible to see what happens when you bring together a group of business owners in a place where, in our program, we're not asking anything of you. A business owner can come and they're not talking to their employees. They're not talking to a banker. No one's expecting you to give them a referral. But really, this is a time that you get to focus on your business, you know, have strategic thinking and planning and a level of accountability with the other members.
So is it kind of like almost group therapy, right? Where everyone sits down, obviously now on Zoom or something like that, and says, here's my problem.
Yeah, so it's interesting because, you know, business people, when you bring them together, love to talk about business. And one aspect that I see often with, you know, business owners is there is a sense of loneliness and isolation. When you're running, you're at the top, that it's hard to then be able to communicate the challenges, as you mentioned, or even see the opportunities that you have. And so you know, in a lot of ways, we're trying to normalize challenges, right? There sometimes people can think, okay, the hardest time is the first year in business, or, but to really know that at any point in your business journey, you're going to face difficulties, but there's also opportunities as well. And so we're looking for, you know, owners who are working full-time in their business, generating revenue, and have a spirit to want to engage with other members in order to help them be successful, but also, you know, that they're really wanting to figure out, right, mm-hmm. how can I be a better entrepreneur?
Because sometimes the entrepreneur thinks they have one problem, but they really have another problem. And you don't know that until you've talked to someone who is outside your business.
Exactly. I can't tell you how many times. I'll go step back for a moment. One thing that we do in the groups is what we call kind of issue processing or just real world business solutions. So a member can come in with an issue and solicit the input of the other members. And you don't know how many times it's the person who knows the least about your business, mm-hmm. you know, maybe the person who seems the least actually inexperienced in business, that will pose a question that forces a member to think outside of the box that typically business owners can put themselves into, right? Depending on their industry. But it's really incredible to see what happens when you can shift your perspective, because you know, it's outside of what your normal, you know, your normal way of doing things or your area of expertise. So you're right. It's invaluable, that insight.
So what kind of entrepreneurs do you help? Are they small business people? Are they online businesses? What kinds of businesses and entrepreneurs are you out to help?
Yeah, we are, honestly, we can help anyone. And like I mentioned, because if you're facing a challenge or you're doing something new for the first time, whether you've been in business 5 years or 20 years, right, there you are going to encounter new obstacles or maybe challenges you've been facing for a while. And so for us, that we don't, you know, discriminate in terms of industry, but we do think that having someone who is working full-time is, you know, at least a year in their business. So we're not so much focused on startups. We really want to help existing businesses in the community. Mm-hmm. And in terms of, you know, our revenue, it's a range, right? Anywhere between 30,000 and most of our members right now, I think, fall under $1 million in revenue. And so, again, it just really spans across experience and revenue generating, but we really see the diversity in all those aspects really help to bring additional value to the members.
So does a member have to join? Is there a fee? How does that work?
Yeah, so we, in terms of our process, we are intentional with our process because we do want to make sure that we are matching peers in some capacity. So we do have an application that you can find on our website. Before someone commits to the program, we run what we call discovery sessions. So those are two-hour meetings for an entrepreneur to really experience what a meeting would look like and connect with other entrepreneurs. And so after you go through that process, then we would place you in a group. And for us here in the Massachusetts groups, we really are working hard to remove barriers. So our program is actually of no cost to the mm-hmm. entrepreneurs financially, although the investment that we feel is most valuable is one of their commitment in time, right? Because it does take time to really build the trust, understand other people's businesses so that you can offer valuable feedback. And we know in business, time is money. So even though our program is free, you are expected to give, right, in some capacity.
Yeah. So this might be a tough question for you to answer because you joined the organization during the pandemic, but I'm interested in how the pandemic has affected the way eForever runs the program.
Yeah, that's a great question because who has been without impact from the pandemic?
Exactly.
And for us, honestly, it's provided a lot of opportunity.
Yeah.
You know, where I was actually hired during the pandemic. So my hiring process was virtual. And for before COVID, our groups, so our headquarters is in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
So those 15 different groups across the greater Pittsburgh area were all meeting in person in different communities. And so as soon as, you know, March 15th, all of our groups went virtual. Pretty seamlessly. And so that really opened our eyes to see the possibility in terms of even scaling to other communities. I think just like we encourage our members to be innovative, we also want to walk that walk. And yep. So us switching to a virtual model in some ways, it's opened up the opportunity for us to think about the ways of connecting. How do we bring community in a virtual setting? What things in our program model have to be shifted? So it's not just us bringing our in-person program online, but now that we have an online program and we'll have some form of it being hybrid as we move forward. But it's, I think for us and our members, it's been a roller coaster. You know, we do have some members who are dying to be in person, and we understand that because there, you know, there's no substitute for face-to-face connection. However, because of our demographic, small business owners, some of them do find it more convenient and more allows them more time to be present in the meetings because they can log on and yeah. without commuting. And so,
yeah, there are certainly advantages of Zoom and other electronic means for communication that we've started to use over the last year. But there is nothing like a face-to-face meeting
yes.
when it's safe. I you know, I think that you've got to make sure it's safe and everyone's comfortable. But there's nothing like, you know, eye-to-eye contact.
Right. Definitely. And that's where I think the pandemic has, I think for a lot of people, accelerated this idea of having to innovate. And so for us, it's actually been an interesting process to work creatively to think of
right.
how do we maximize the benefits for our members, given the tools we have.
Yep. Well, this has been great so far, Ashley. We will be back with you in just a moment, so stay tuned. Surprises as you've built out eForever in Worcester? We're talking about a year full of surprises, so I'm imagining right. there must have been.
Yes. So to be honest, so I came in the program last year, and I because of COVID and because of the impact it's had on the small business community, honestly, I assumed that there would be an automatic openness to our program. That, you know, what I'm picturing as a community director, that there'd be a floodgate of business owners wanting to join. And although we do have right now, we're about to launch our second group in Worcester, it's interesting because I'm finding some barriers for the more established business owners in our community. Mm-hmm. And what I appreciate about Worcester, and so far, at least the people I've met, they are have been very honest, which is something that we value at eForever, is just transparency. But I've seen that there can be a barrier for more experienced business owners to want to join a peer group. And what I am seeing and have heard is there can be a lot of fear or even shame with maybe being in business for the past 15 years and having to admit, I still don't understand my financials, or I don't think I quite figured out my pricing. But often as a business owner, there are very few settings where you can say that freely without fear of being judged or your right. reputation being at stake. And so for us, it's really imperative to be able to get our program out to the community to let people know that we're here, because this is exactly the space we're wanting to create, right? Yeah. We want business owners to be able to have a space to be open and honest without that fear, right? With knowing it's okay not to know. So that's been surprising. I'm hoping that the more that we are able to get our brand out there and more networking that can happen, people can understand the nature of our program. But particularly because we want to support existing businesses in Worcester, so we want to try to remove those barriers for them.
It's a level of trust, I think, that a business person has to have, and seeing other people who are involved in it, that gradually kind of builds up that trust. And
oh, definitely.
And at some point, the level reaches the right point, and you'll have a rush of people to join the program. That's what I would imagine. It's a matter of establishing it and then building on the individual successes that you have over time.
Right. And I think in so many ways, COVID has humbled a lot of us, right? To know that even no matter how far we are in business, there's still things that we can't anticipate it or expect. And to have a community where you can talk through those issues, I don't want it to just be challenges, but I really think the exciting thing about being a business owner is the opportunities that you can create or take advantage of. And so it could be someone who's been a solo entrepreneur for a while and now is wanting to hire, or someone hiring their first manager or going into a new space.
Yeah.
It could be a change that's happening or something that they want to happen that would make them a great fit for having this type of community.
So Worcester, I think, is undergoing something of a renaissance. The baseball team and all the cool buildings that are being rehabbed and so forth. How do you hope eForever will help contribute to that revival?
Well, as a art history major, I love that mm-hmm. you're talking about renaissance, because I think when you think about renaissance, whether that's in art, in literature, for me, I'm like, there's always a spirit of openness, learning, and collaboration. And I am really excited to be in Worcester at this time for those reasons. I can feel, even across Zoom, I'm a part of, like you, Mark, the Worcester Business Resource Alliance, and there's just a really beautiful spirit of collaboration. You see that people are wanting to really support each other. And for us at Entrepreneurs Forever, this is at the core of what we do, right? The way that our program is structured is all about collaboration. We have a strategic partnership with E4All that helps, people wanting to create businesses and startups. And for us, literally, we're bringing together entrepreneurs from all industries at a table, whether in person or virtual, so that we each can participate in this sense of revival and renaissance that's happening. And so I really feel like the work that we're doing offers a spirit of collaboration, and you see that in our staff, to our members, to how we interact with organizations outside of us. And that's really what I think makes a renaissance great.
You said the word collaboration, and I'm interested in finding out how you see, you know, your organization working with the overall Worcester entrepreneurship community. I know I've bumped into you on a number of calls where we've got, you know, the academic community, the chamber, my organization, E4All, all on the same call. And it is really kind of a community. How do you see E4Ever working with that community?
Yeah, so it's, okay, so picture this. Having a member of Entrepreneurs Forever in a meeting who's also maybe a client of the Center for Women in Enterprise, or another who uses the resources at the chamber, or, you know, and bring them all together each month, right? You imagine the information that the woman is getting from the CWE, that's going to naturally pour out into the group, right? Or the webinar that someone just attended from the chamber, that's going to contribute to the group. And so for me, I see E4Ever kind of being this hub, almost a fountain where knowledge and experience flows. So we really encourage our members to utilize all the resources available to them for this reason, because the more they know, the more they can share. And that, yes, maybe our one group in Worcester right now with 12 members, that information will not just stay in that group. Right. And so I'm really excited. I love when I'm talking to a member and I hear them share, you know, I attended this webinar, an event with Worcester State or Clark University, the programs they're doing with entrepreneurship. I applaud it and I encourage them to share that with each other. And that's a lot of my role as a community director, is to make our members aware of what's going on outside of, you know, the program that we're running.
I think that's a great attitude to kind of go at this, that we're all part of a community and we can all help each other.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much for joining me on the Venture Forum, Ashley. It was a really informative and enlightening discussion for me.
Thank you for having me, and I'll see you at the next virtual event, I'm sure.
Yep, I'm Mark Reed Edwards. We'll see you next time. Thanks for joining us for this episode of the Venture Forum from WICN in Worcester. Learn more at theventureforum.org and join us next week as we share tales of entrepreneurship from Central Massachusetts.